Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Our Lord's Face Set to Go to Jerusalem.
Oh, sacred head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. O sacred head, what glory, what bliss till now was thine, yet though despised and gory, I joy to
sinners gain. My mind was the transgressions, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy bless. Look on me with thy favor, assist me with thy grace.
What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end. Oh, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love to
In the Gospel according to Luke chapter 9, verses 51 and 52, And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Now he, the Lord, went to Jerusalem specifically because it was time for him to be received up, the time when he should exit this world, the time when he should offer up himself without spot unto God, the time that he should bear the sins of the people and become a curse and to experience the full wrath of God, because God hates sin. A holy God was offended, and only the blood of Christ, only the work of Christ upon the cross could make it so that we who were enemies and strangers and aliens, who were once afar off, could be made nigh unto God and could fellowship with him and enjoy him. You know, those who are not in fellowship with the Lord do not enjoy the Lord, nor do they enjoy the people of God. In order to enjoy the Lord, you need to receive the offering of God, God's gift of himself in the person of Jesus Christ. Now let's look at this. Every once in a while, I will hear someone say this when they don't want to give much to the Lord, when they feel like they should just throw him a token of an effort or an attempt to say, well, at least I showed my face there. and they really are not willing to give their hearts to him. They want to make their presence known, but not to make themselves available to God. They will say things like, "It doesn't take all of that." I ask, what did it cost God to redeem a sinful people? Did it take all of that? Peter says he didn't use corruptible things such as silver and gold, but he offered up himself without spot to God. He shed his precious blood to take away our sin. You know, the high priest offered up a lamb without spot unto the Lord, and the blood shed from these lambs down through the ages was blood that was from us an animal that did not have any blemish. The animal was examined consistently, constantly, to make sure that it had no blemish before it was presented to the Lord for sacrifice. And that which was offered was a good animal. I say a good one instead of saying a perfect one, because there was only one perfect offering to God, and that was Christ himself. That was God himself. You see, the demands, the holiness of God demanded by God was met only in God, in Christ. And the Lord Jesus set his face to go to do just this at Jerusalem. It was not an afterthought that he arrived on the world in time, at a time when man was wicked. No, he always has been, always will be. Nothing unfolds before him or with him. He sees all things in an instant. The eternal God knows every thought, every deed that will ever be done, and he sees all of these things. And when it came time for him to offer up himself without spot to God, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. You know, the devils would have stopped him had they been able to do so. They tried down through the ages. Why, sin was rampant on the earth in Moses's or Noah's day. But there was a man who was faithful, and he believed God. The devil had tried earlier to kill Abel, and he did, but he did not wipe out that godly line. The devil has tried always to stop God's program, but our Lord, our God, has set his face to go to Jerusalem, where he would offer up himself without spot to God.